That's just the way I was, being honest. When I was 19, almost 20, I got saved.
And you
I got saved for real. People probably thought I was a Christian, but I was not a Christian till I got.
I want to say this because most people don't know his father was a preacher, so he was exposed at a young age to the Word of God. So you would just think or near it, he's saved. You know, he's, you know.
And I would walk past my mother's bedroom going, you know, I lived at the end of the hall. My bedroom's at the end of the hall. Every night, she'd be on her knees praying for us. And sometime when I walk past, she'll say, come here, son. She'll show me a scripture. And at teachable moments, she'd teach me. And that held my life together. Mm-hmm. I knew that God is real and you have to serve him right. You can't just go and do anything. Because I had role models, my parents. My mother prayed for my daddy. My daddy, I never saw him argue.
No,
see, when I came along, when I came along, my mother was 40 when I was born. So I was raised by more established parents. They were more established financially. They had been through all their differences. My sisters told me about that, but they had grew in the Lord from glory to glory. Then they raised me. And then I come from a good neighborhood. The men would keep their yards up. They worked at factories. Some of my friends had mini bikes. We were blessed. The airport bought that neighborhood, and we still talk about how we didn't realize what we had back then. I said, I come from good example. I better do something with my life. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, you gave me good parents. I don't have an excuse. I got to follow you. And so when you receive his word, if you treasure his word, you can do this. And when the seed that fell among thorns, if people would take more time and receive it, when you hear the word and it bless you, go ask the Lord questions about it. That's what I do. If I fail, especially if I don't get something right, I say, Lord, how did that happen? And I let him explain. And he showed me. And When I saw that scripture in, I think it was Hosea, it said, whoredom's wine and new wine take away the heart. Something was happening when I first began preaching. The Lord would give me a message. Well, somebody would invite me to preach. That didn't happen often, but every now and then I'd get invited to preach. And then the Lord, he would give me a message that week, but I had two or three more weeks to go. Well, when he first gave me the message, if I preached right then, the message was fresh in my heart. I felt it was burning in my heart. And actually, it was burning the whole time. But after about 3 weeks, I had to read it off the paper. And it was there, but it wasn't like it was when he first gave it to me. Now, this went on for years. And one day, I asked a question. I said, Lord, why, when you give me a message, it's like fire shut up in my bones. I wouldn't have any trouble preaching it when you first give it to me. But 3 weeks later, I have to read it off the paper. I said, this been going on for a long time. And then he said, the enemy's been siphoning the word out of your heart. And I said, and these are the kind of things that aggravations would happen. I had my own business in those days. And I got called to the ministry in 87. That was one of the worst business years of my life. 86 was the smoothest year when I first started. Well, in 87, Chevrolet had come out with, you may buy a Buick with a Chevrolet motor, or an Oldsmobile with a Buick motor, or a Buick, you know, with an Oldsmobile motor, and you call the parts store and ask them for a water pump. Well, yeah, we got it. You get there, it's the wrong pump, and they got to order it. You got somebody's car tore down. So this hindered me from getting paid. That was the same year AutoZone came out with those cheap parts. They sold some of the worst parts in those days. And then they gave people a lifetime warranty, so people wanted that. And it wasted my time. I made $7,000 less than I did in 86. And that was a lot of money in those days.
It sure was.
Because I couldn't get the parts as quick. Now, so with all that going on, disturbances, aggravations, problems. By the time I preach the word is gone. All I have is the remembrance of what God gave, and I had to read it off the paper. But now I know what to work on. So I kept studying the same message. I studied it every day.
That's good.
And then when I preached it, I didn't need the paper as much. I used it for a guideline to make sure I don't forget. I had to learn warfare because while you're preaching, the enemy will distract you. He's trying to fight you. Then the Lord taught me, he said, when you know you're going to preach, bind the spirit of blindness.
Bind the spirit of what?
The spirit of blindness, because the enemy's trying to fight people from hearing the word.
Absolutely.
You have to do warfare to get the word to people. And then I forgot. I said, Lord, I forgot. I said, how do I remember? He said, practice. So when you habitually practice the word of God, you'll keep it. These are techniques to keep what you've taken time to gain. And again, you have to treasure. The third problem, he said, some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. This is what I was learning when the enemy was siphoning the word out of my heart. So false pleasures, aggravations, strife, will pull the word out of you. When in those conditions, you really have to study the word. If you minister a lot, study a lot. Even I listen to the same books again and again, and the Holy Spirit give me new information all the time. Same chapter. I read Isaiah and Jeremiah more than any other book because of what the Lord had, because of my assignment. And then I read others too. And in my off time, I read what I want. But when I'm studying, you know, God will prescribe the word for you. Things can interrupt a good person with a good heart. The person, when the seed fell on good among thorns, that person just needed a little more discipline. They didn't love the word enough to be like the Bereans. They heard it, they believed it, they believed it. But they didn't plant it deep like the Bereans did. They didn't just listen to the apostles. They went and studied for themselves. Then others fell on among thorns. Worrying about things absorbed the word out of you. It would take the word that you've taken, and it'll be as if you never heard it. And it'll hinder the skills you have from applying it. The rules of faith is you have to believe and doubt not inside your heart. You have to, which means you have to have faith in your heart and no doubt at all. Pastor Jim once taught, he said, the word of God gets the doubt out. We have faith, but the word gets the doubt out so we can apply. Sometimes people deviate because they start looking at other things. If your focus changes, everything changes with it. This is a slow process. So,
okay, repeat that. If your focus
changes, everything changes with it, the way you see the word. Along with that, we're taught all kind of things. We're taught about wheat, and we're also taught about tares. You'll be surprised who the tares are. And I don't know, because I can't tell. They're out there, and they preach. Where do you think that doctrine came from, that the healing went out with the apostles? The gifts of the Spirit that we desperately need went out with it. That doesn't even make sense. It died out with the apostles. It died out because people stopped preaching it the same like they did.
Yes.
They started altering the gospel, and it got into tradition, and people didn't change. You have to challenge the fiery darts of the wicked. You can't afford to believe it. If you believe a concept, you can even read it into the Word of God.
Yes.
And then little Jim talked about that. If when people argue points, when they hear something opposite, they put up a shield. They're in defense mode. You can't learn in defense mode. You don't have to be afraid of deception. When sometimes the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will bring things to you, and it's different from what you've been taught.
And that's something Brother David was talking about with the man who murdered John Lennon.
like death, I guess, you know, sin and sin is death. So just basically be careful what you believe. Be careful what you lay in your spirit. You need to just be letting the word of God be in your spirit. You know?
The only thing that the Holy Spirit can use is truth. He's the spirit of truth. He's not the spirit of lies. When I believe things, I knew from the beginning, when the Lord first called me to the ministry, I was kind of afraid of ministering because I said, what if I teach something wrong and throw people into a frenzy? And I said, and when he gave me my first message, I was settled. I said, if I can receive what you said, then I'll preach that and I'll shut up. And then I'll turn around and learn from it. That's following God. That's my fail-safe. Because I don't know everything. I don't pretend to know everything. And if
I say it this way, we do not know everything.
But the Holy Spirit,
the one that
does.
That's when I lean and rely on Him. I say, Holy Spirit, I don't know this, but I know you do.
Yeah. And so when people say something that I never heard before, I hear them out. And I ask questions. And sometimes they're right. Sometimes the Lord give me a revelation. I say, okay, Lord, I'm going to hold that. I'm not going to doubt it, but I'm going to hold it. And I ask you to teach me about it. Because I got to be settled in my own heart. And then I need you to confirm it. As long as you're in faith, the Lord, my experience with the Lord, if you're in faith, He'll confirm what He said. Sometimes He give me things that's hard to receive. And He tell me things that I need to know to do my job. And I say, I need you to confirm it. And He always does. He'll call somebody on TV to say it. Most of the time He uses Pastor or Mary, some of you. He confirms it. The Holy Spirit. Ray, David. And I said, I hear you, Lord. I have a lot of prayers before Him. And I'm slow to just go and teach something. I wait till I get a firmer understanding. Because the only thing the Holy Spirit can use is truth. So when it's sown in a good heart, another fell on good ground and did yield fruit, and that sprang up and increased, brought forth Psalm 30, Psalm 60, Psalm 100. Jesus said, take heed how you hear. The way you hear, the way you measure, it'll be measured back to you. So that's what happened with authority. I heard it. I listened to those tapes for a month. And then until I had to give it back to Mr. Austin. And time I finished and gave it back, then the gunfights broke out. And I had that word in my heart. I knew I had authority, but now the words in my heart.
Go back into, some people don't know about the gunfight. Yeah. I'm telling that you lived in the neighborhood.
Go back and tell your story. I grew up in a good neighborhood. But in the early 80s, crack cocaine came out. And when I got married and moved away, I moved in right next across the avenue from a crack house. So I saw everything. I woke up to helicopters with searchlights looking for somebody. I woke up to gunfire. Yeah. I know the difference between firecracker, shotguns, and pistols. In those days, I worked for myself, and I listened to my cassette player. Mr. Austin let me listen to his teacher's tape series on the authority of the believer by Kenneth Hagin. And I listened to it for a month, and when I gave it back, the word was there. So when Steve and Marvin started shooting at each other, they were playing cards, they got in a fight, and then they went and got their guns and started shooting. Then their cousins went and got their guns and started shooting. I said, Satan, you can't kill nobody, and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And out of all that activity, nobody got hurt. I don't even remember them shooting a window out somewhere. And they shot a lot of bullets that day, but nobody got hurt. And then the police eventually came and broke it up. Then 2 weeks later, another one started. And this continued on for years. And nobody ever got shot or hurt. Now
that came from you taking authority.
Taking authority.
That you could have just sit in the house like everybody else and say, oh, how bad it is out there.
Yeah.
But you decided to use another method. You took authority over it.
Yeah, and the Holy Spirit told me the other day, I was praying, because I just be praying all through the day. Like, sometimes, like, in Jesus' name, like, I just be praying to myself. And then I was like, man, I say this a lot. But then the Holy Spirit was like, some people need to say that. If they would, you know, they wouldn't be dealing with some of the stuff they're saying. So he was like, you know, you keep saying, in Jesus' name, you keep praying. I was like, yeah, you're right.
This is what I got from it. Anybody can do this. This didn't happen because God called me to the ministry or to be an apostle. This happened because he set things up so I would hear the word. He knew what was coming, and he prepared me for it. So when the Lord comes to you saying something, he's looking at something. He's preparing you for what's coming. And that's when you have to treasure the word. You have to get a good grip on what he's saying. Let the roots of the word grow deep in your heart. Drive out the doubt. And this, you know, I heard the tapes, and I'm sitting there saying, Lord, my mind don't, you know, it's slow to catch up. The mind is a good thing. Your whole being, even your flesh can be bridled. Your flesh, Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That didn't mean that your flesh will always be weak. If you do something about it, you can become as strong as you need to be.
Amen.
Because Jesus said it again.
Quicken your mortal body.
Yeah, he said, if your eye be single, your whole body, he used the word body, will be full of light.
Mm-hmm.
What's inside your body? Your spirit, and your soul, your heart, your mind. You're captured in this body, and you can make that body act right. That body can be just as holy as your spirit.
Well, you need your body to
do
anything.
Yeah, without this earth suit, we don't have authority here. And then the mind can be renewed as much as you need it to be. So I'm like, Lord, what if I rebuke the enemy and he don't leave? And this was back, you know, right before all these. He said, when you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And he said it sternly. And I say, well, what if he don't? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And I did it one more time. I said, but what? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. I never.
Let's clap out here. This man is getting down.
I'm going to be honest. I was scared to ask him again. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I say, Satan, you are hearing, you heard me the first time. Now get.
Mm-hmm. And I never had a problem with authority set from that moment. And with the word that I heard and what he said, and I was settled.
Amen.
It was, and I was, at first I was kind of surprised when nobody got hurt, but I got used to it. And I started praying over the neighborhood before I went to sleep. And when I heard gunshots, I wake up out of sleep saying, you can't kill nobody, you can't hurt nobody. It always worked.
Drawing the bloodline.
Drew the bloodline.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's what I do.
Yes, yeah. That's good.
I'm going to end with this. Sometimes you have to make adjustments. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, but you have to seek it out. Jesus said, knock, seek, and ask. That's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's how we get the roots. Hearing the word, that gets us started. But to get the roots, and also the strength to withstand the thorns and the other things entering in that chokes the word, you have to absorb the word, treasure it, and act on it. Practice it, and you'll keep it. And then with all these things, you know, we can go forward. The Lord, there's so much more he can do in our lives if we do this. And sometimes false training, you have to overcome it, just like an attack of the enemy. False training will keep you on a stalemate. Only the rightly divided word of God will work. That's what the Holy Spirit will use. And that's where he's going to, that's where your victories are going to come from. All right, any comments, folks? All right. All right, dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. Help us to grow from glory to glory to Jesus, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle.
Yeah, welcome.
Here with you.